My name is Nick. I'm here today with Sue to talk about a sensitive subject, so I want to thank you for joining me. So who was it that you knew that was a substance abuser or was affected by substance abuse?
Thank you for having me today, Nick. It was my stepsister,
and do you know what she used?
I believe she started out with painkillers, and eventually it led to heroin.
Okay. Do you know when she started exactly, or when did you personally take notice?
I met Shannon about 10 years ago, and at the time I met her, she was actually a mental health counselor for youths. Very vibrant, bubbly, just a genuinely very good person, very intelligent. And I noticed over a couple of years that had gone by, there was some changes in her facially. There were some changes, her complexion started to change. I noticed her teeth. She had the most beautiful teeth. Her teeth started to decay out of nowhere. And I noticed that there were family gatherings. Sometimes she was there, sometimes she wasn't there. And didn't really know why. No one really gave me any answers. There were a lot of secrets and maybe shame in the family, not wanting to know, let anybody really know what was going on. And it was very difficult to see the changes in her, because it was not just a physical. It became, the entire family was being ripped apart.
When you say the family started to become ripped apart, what exactly do you mean by that?
I noticed there was some anger towards Shannon. She would come in and her mother would sometimes lash out at her at family gatherings. There was a time that I would see her very short-tempered with her children. And there was times when I saw that she looked like she was on something. I didn't know what it was because I had never seen it before. It looked as if she maybe had taken some kind of I thought maybe it was a sleeping pill or something, and she started going down into her plate at a Thanksgiving Day meal. And I heard her mom say to her, you know, you need to leave, get out of here, you make me sick. And so I saw that there was some anger in the family. And at that point, still didn't know what was going on, what she was on. I didn't know if it was some kind of a sleeping pill. I didn't know if she had alcohol. I didn't know what it was at that point. And shortly after that, there was an incident where we found out that one of her children, a young boy, ended up in the hospital with bruises all over his body. And Dyfus had been called in, and my stepmother had to leave my dad and go stay with her. And I still, at that point, didn't know what happened. There was a little bit of a cover-up. They were saying that maybe he had some kind of rare blood disease that was causing all the bruises. But as time passed, I started to realize that there was actually physical abuse, and it probably was happening while she was under the influence. So over time, she got her son back. She was married, and she also had a daughter that was about 9 years old that was also living in the house. The little boy was only about maybe a year and a half. And she wound up getting the kids back. Dyfus came by and was, I guess, just checking up on the family. My stepmom helped take care of them for a few weeks. And then she resumed back with the family again, and her husband and the kids. And then over time, Shannon disappeared for quite some time. And I found out that she was in a rehab in Florida and gone for months at a time. And there were multiple times that she had disappeared over the years. I noticed that her job was then no longer. She was now staying home. So when she was out helping people, it turned out that she was the one who actually needed help in the end.
So you said she was in rehab. How were the results after she would come back each time?
She came back very positive, seemed, you know, really hopeful. She wasn't supposed to be doing any drugs or even touching alcohol, but I did notice at some parties the family would have, special occasions, she would start to have alcohol again. And when she was at rehab, she wound up connecting with somebody else who was a user in the local area. And she slipped back again. And she started using. And it was getting worse. We saw her a little less. Her physical appearance started to change. More of her teeth were coming out. Blotches all over her face. She was blown up. It looked like she had some kind of fluid building up in her. I've never seen her like that, because at one point she was thin. She was beautiful. Vibrant, but just distraught. And then at one point it got so bad that her ex-husband took her to court and took her 9-year-old daughter away from her. So she eventually just lost custody of her daughter with no visitation, no whatsoever.
When she lost her child, how did it affect her? Did she want to change for any reason after that point and get like a reality check?
I think she wanted to try to get her daughter back, but I think she was in a lot of emotional pain at that time, and the drug became more severe, the use more often, to try to now deal with the addiction and now deal with the emotional pain that she was going into. She continued to use. And she moved away from the local area, and she moved in with somebody else again who was another substance abuser. She took her little son with her, who was at that point now 5 years old, and he was living in the home with her and this other man, and her daughter was now in custody with her biological father.
So how did the family handle this whole situation with her losing her children, her moving away? Like, what happened? Because it seems like it was a pretty tight family at one point.
It was an extremely, extremely tight family. And Shannon loved family. She loved life. She loved family. Always had a kind word to say about everybody. But it started to wear on the entire family, because when her daughter was taken away, no one in the family had any rights to see her. And there were innocent people who had nothing to do with anything. Were always good to the little girl, and wanted to see her, but had no rights to see her anymore because they were just family members. And it really affected Shannon even worse. We saw a little less of her when she went away, and her daughter was doing okay. I did find out that her daughter was doing okay at first, but over time started to miss her mother and was not allowed to see her mother, speak to her mother. And she herself started having to go on to medication and was in extensive therapy. So the daughter now was affected by the disease. And it progressed.
So with all that seems to be happening, what or how is Shannon doing today?
Shannon actually passed away January of last year, 2019, of a drug overdose. Her boyfriend came home and found her in the apartment on the floor dead. So she is no longer with us. So from the time that she started her drug abuse, less than 10 years, I would say probably about 8 years, she passed away. And the family at this point is in turmoil, because there was anger. There was a tremendous amount of guilt, thinking that maybe they didn't do enough, we couldn't do enough, we weren't there enough, we should have done more, we should have kept her closer, we shouldn't have allowed her to move away. But on the other hand, we knew that she was a grown adult. And as much as the family loved her to death, there was no possible way of keeping an eye on her 24 hours a day. Her daughter was living with her father. She's now living with my stepmom and my dad, because the father couldn't handle her. She wound up taking a turn for the worse. The little girl, who now is at the age of 13, wanted to commit suicide. And after not seeing her mother for 4 years, as this time passed, because she was taken from her mother, first time she saw her was at her mother's funeral. So she was really distraught. She's been in extensive therapy for now a year, going multiple times a day, and she seems to be doing well. She's involved in youth groups and doing very well in school, a lot like her mother, extremely intelligent, She did have a little brother that was autistic. He lives with his biological father now, so the two children are actually separated, but they are able to see each other, and they're together on a regular basis. So my stepmother is now raising Shannon's daughter, and is a grandmother now, raising her as, you know, her own. And it's very difficult because the little girl is so much like her mother in her mannerism, the way she speaks, the way she sounds. It's just a really, really just a tragedy that you see somebody who was so educated and so full of life and so loving and a warm person, their whole life just spiraled out of control, from painkillers to heroin to losing her career, her children, and then in the end, her life.
I just want to thank you for sharing all that, you know, sensitive information. I appreciate it. And, you know, the best of luck to you and your family.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.